It's being hailed as the biggest NATO summit ever. Leaders of the 26 NATO countries are in the Romanian capital Bucharest at the moment for key talks on everything from Macedonia's membership to the war in Afghanistan. US President George W. Bush had this stark message for his NATO colleagues.
If we do not defeat the terrorists in Afghanistan, we will face them on our own soil. And since civilians in Europe and North America would then pay the price.
But it wasn't just Afghanistan that was exercising minds at the summit. The Czech delegation clinched a crucial deal with the United States in Bucharest on deploying a radar base southwest of Prague as part of the US missile defense shield. Negotiators announced in Bucharest that after months of talks, an agreement on the main treaty had finally been reached, although talks on the second treaty, the Status of Forces Agreement, or SOFA, are still ongoing. Martin Povesil is the political director of the Czech Foreign Ministry. He spoke to Radio Prague's Alexis Rosenzweig shortly after the announcement was made.
Yeah, the deal is done. In the meeting, Minister Schwarzenberg had with Secretary Rice confirmed the conclusion of the negotiations about the main agreement, and we immediately released the joint statement about that fact. We calculate with signature of the agreement sometime early May as the most probable date, you know, to go ahead.
So it's the main agreement, but it's not the SOFA agreement so far.
Well, I mean, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is in charge of the main agreement, while the SOFA is being negotiated under the lead of Ministry of Defense. So it's up to them to define the framework in which we are. We sincerely hope that the other agreement can be concluded by that same time, too. But, I can't really take any position on behalf of the Ministry of Defense on that.
How were the negotiations doing so far?
You mean with Secretary Rice?
Yes.
That was a very friendly meeting that had no other substance than concluding the negotiations between the Czech Republic and the U.S. It was a very friendly meeting, as I said. The two ministers thanked each other and congratulated each other, and then we discussed the parameters or possible parameters of the signature of the agreement.
Foreign Ministry Political Director Martin Povesil. Negotiations are still continuing between Washington and Warsaw on sighting interceptor missiles in Poland that would work with the Czech radar tracking system. But Polish officials are holding out for greater aid in modernizing the country's armed forces. There have been doubts as to whether a Czech radar base without the Polish interceptors is a viable prospect. But there was other good news for the Czechs at Bucharest. Senior American officials say NATO leaders have agreed to fully endorse Washington's missile defense plans, despite Russian objections. NATO's approval raises the chances of the radar base plan being approved by the Czech parliament, a crucial prerequisite. There are, however, many uncertainties ahead. Parliamentary approval in Prague is still not assured. The US Congress, meanwhile, is still reluctant to fund the deployment until the system is proven to work. And a Democratic president in Washington could put the whole system on the back burner. Much depends on the outcome of the US elections.